keep in line. Everything's fine. You got all that you need. The Curry and the Keeper.
Curry and the Keeper, October 15th, 2025, episode 145. And hello, my queen. With you, I always feel like I'm 18.
Oh.
Hey.
Hi.
Hey, hi. Hey.
You know, I wonder what you were like when you were 18.
Exactly the same.
Were you exactly the same?
I had less hair then. I had very short, nerdy hair.
Oh.
Yes, nerdy hair.
Okay.
And I drove a moped.
Oh.
The wrong kind.
Well, I thought you were on TV at 18. No,
19.
19.
It was like a switch. It was one week to the next. I was nerd, and then I was nerd on TV.
I'm sure then you were like superstar then shortly thereafter, right? Or did you wait until your hair grew out a little bit?
You know what? I remember that after that, because it was live. The first show was live. I did the first whole season that I did
was
live.
Were you scared?
Are you kidding me? I was scared out of my wits because half the country watched television. You know, so it was at the time 14 million people. So 7 million people would watch it Sunday night at 7 p.m. Everybody was watching. And I remember, I think it was one of the producers, he said, okay, great show. And now I'm going to decompress. We're going to this place called The Kei, The Rock, which was in Hilversum.
The Kei?
The Kei.
The Kei.
K-E-I, The Kei. The Kei. We're going to The Kei, man. We're going to The Kei. And she said, this will be very cool. So we went there to have just a beer. And, you know, because I was like, I was tripping. And he says, now watch. And people would come in and go, hey, I just saw you on TV. And it was a very weird experience.
Did you have a script or did you have like
no, there was no
teleprompter?
No, the teleprompter didn't even exist back then. They had cue cards if you needed them. No.
That was early 80s.
But I would, we would rehearse for hours during the day and I would kind of have my script. And then luckily I had the director was a former disc jockey, Leo van de Goot. And the reason why that was important is because we wanted to kind of string it all together and have because we were doing video clips as well. There's very early days for video clips. And so you kind of want to start them while I'm talking into the intro. But back in those days, when you started the tape, it took 7 seconds for the tape to sync up and get ready. So they had to have a 7-second pre-roll. So he would be listening to me and getting in the groove and timing when he would start it, thinking, okay, Adam's almost done.
Oh.
So it was a very interactive experience with the crew.
Wow.
Yeah. I learned how to do everybody's job.
Did you?
Yeah.
Cool.
That way I could say, hey, you know, could you adjust my lighting a little bit? My eyes look so dark.
Oh. Hey, well, cheers me.
Yes, indeed. Sorry. Well, you took me on the top. Wow. Well, you're drinking something fancy there. Wait, this is my glass. There's Tina.
I'm drinking Richard's sparkling rainwater.
I am drinking, I forgot the bottle. This is what Patrick Coble brought us.
Oh, yes. Sir Patrick. Sparkling Silver Creek.
Yes. Something it's silver. So good. It has a little bite to it, so you won't like it.
I won't like it. Yeah, I don't like bitey wine.
3,500 people a month listen to the show.
Okay. Oh, okay.
We were talking about this.
All right. Because I said, I don't think anybody's listening. And I said this before. And you're like, people are listening. I'm like, well, I don't know.
Yeah, they're listening.
I don't know. People don't want to listen to our banter.
Yeah.
What do we have? What's so interesting that comes out of our mouths?
As weird as it sounds, they actually do. I have no... Look, my sister listens.
Yes.
Willow listens. We know.
And I found out that my sister Laura listens. Because
when
I
really?
Say none of my sisters listen, she texts me. She's like, I listen to the,
listen
to the show.
Yes. That's nice.
But I don't think Lisa or Tony listen. I know my mom doesn't.
I mean...
And Ellen and Elise certainly don't.
No, my daughter doesn't listen to anything.
They're all
but Pastor Jimmy and I have done 6 episodes. I don't think our wives have listened to 3.
I have listened to 2. I'm sure Annette has been much better than I have.
No, because we talked about it on the last show.
Oh, so you did?
You know, our wives don't listen.
You should drop Easter eggs to see if we do listen.
But that's what we're doing. Okay. We're like, yeah, they don't listen. Yeah, no, I'm sure they don't listen. It's the life of a podcaster.
Yes.
It's just what it is.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Baby.
Anyway.
It's been a hot minute. It's been two weeks for the show. Here we are.
I know.
We got a lot going on.
A couple things happened.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I got pulled over again.
What?
You know this.
What do you mean? Well, oh, okay. I've been pulled over
what, 3 or 4 times in Fredericksburg.
How many times have I been pulled over? Let me think. Zero.
Once.
No, that was on the way to Bernie.
But that still counts.
But I was actually speeding. I'm like doing 85.
And you didn't get a ticket?
No, the cop said.
Adam Curry, can I have your autograph?
No, he said, you know, you've got a clean record. You got nothing. So I'll just give you a warning. It's like, thank you. Thank you, Ossifer. Mm. How wonderful of you. I wonder, did they write those warnings down? It doesn't seem like they do.
Mine was a computerized piece of paper that he handed me. Anyway, so I was coming back from Salvation Spirits. They had asked a bunch of us to come
over.
You were
hammered. You'd been drinking.
I did not have any. I had a couple sips of a cocktail. But I drank water most of the night because I'm just not. I like cocktails, but I'm not a big cocktail
You
got to
explain
person.
Why you were there. What were you doing at Salvation Spirits?
I went there because Salvation Spirits, they wanted people as fill-ins for photography. Like, to be models, just to kind of be a crowd.
Was that for their Christmas card?
No, for Salvation Spirits, for the
establishment.
Yeah.
Oh, mm-hmm. Okay.
And so I went there, and it was with a bunch of friends from church, and I went there, and I realized I never drive at night. I just don't.
I
got
always
in my
drive.
Car, and I'm like, oh, this is how my car looks at night.
Oh, pretty lights on the inside. It's got colors.
Yes, and so. I was driving home, and I don't speed. I really do
not.
No,
you don't. You are a rule follower, baby.
Yeah,
you're a rule follower. In the car, you'll be like, this is a 55. You're doing 56.3.
Sometimes I'll do maybe two miles over the speed limit, but I'm not
You can do 10%.
But so. I'll tell you, I can pass people. Like, I can leave them in my dust, like, no problem. I love that. The car is so fast.
Turbo.
Get into the ninth gear and I'm in the distance. It's got 9 gears.
Yeah, I know.
Your car has 9 gears too.
Yeah, it does.
Right? Okay.
Yeah.
So I'm driving home and it must have been, so it was dark out and it must have been where the speed limit changed from 60 to 55.
Yeah.
And so I'm just driving along, minding my own business. All of a sudden I see these flashing lights and I'm like, what? I was mad. I'm like, are you kidding me?
Here's the text I get. I'm getting pulled over. I'm like, are you okay? Yes. I'm doing the voice because I have no context,
so
obviously.
This young guy, I don't know, maybe 26, 27.
Oh, it's even worse.
From the Department of Public Safety. Not even, because I asked him, I go, are you from county or the city or the town? Neither.
He's basically a state trooper.
So he's on my passenger side and he's got this flashlight and he's flashing it in my eyes. And I said, will you please stop? I said, get that out of my eyes.
One of these days, I'm going to get a call from jail.
I know.
Hello, this is Gillespie County Jail calling. Your wife is in the slammer.
I was getting very snarky.
You know, this is how you wind up on TikTok.
Yes.
You know, like, look at this entitled Karen. Getting arrested, going to jail.
But it was so rude. And he goes, do you wear contacts? I said, yes. I said, I can't even see. Will you get that out of my eyes? So he goes, do you know how fast you were going? I go, yeah, 55. He goes, no. He goes, do you know the speed limit? I go, yeah, 50. It's right here on my car. Mm-hmm. He goes, you were going over 60.
Wait, there's a discrepancy. You said 55 and you said 50.
He said, how fast were you going? And I said, I don't know, 55. And he said, what's the speed limit? And I looked down at my car, and it said 50. And I said, it was 50. He goes, no, you were going over 60. I go, no, I wasn't. Mm. He goes, yes, you were. I go, no, I wasn't.
Clink.
And so
clink.
Then he's like,
there's the handcuffs coming out. Zip tie this lady.
So then he goes to the front of my car and he sees that I don't have a front license plate.
Ooh, you baddie.
This is the second time I've been pulled over for these stupid front license plate. Because when I bought my car, the dealership said, hey, Texas law now, you don't need a front license plate. Here's a letter. And I'm like, cool. I put it in my glove box.
Did you show him the letter?
So I go, he goes, you don't have a front license plate. I go, I don't have to have one anymore. And I have a letter. I opened my glove box and
he's like, this is jackpot. I'm arresting this one.
He's reading it. He's like, no, no, you need a front plate. They misdirected you. I go, okay.
Now
I'm like, I better calm down because this guy's going to give me a ticket. He goes, I'll just give you a warning for now. I said, okay.
Keep that letter for the next time.
I know.
So here's Tina. Of course, I don't have a front license plate either because a lot of modern cars, because most states don't have a two-plate rule. I found out, by the way, why this is.
Yes.
This is big paint. You've heard of big pharma, big tech. This is big paint.
Yes.
So multiple times, lobbyists have tried to get this changed in the state of Texas. Every single time, 3M, who do the paint for all the Texas license plates, lobby harder because that would cut half of their revenue of license plates.
Yeah, of course. Of course.
It's unbelievable.
It's bogus.
Yeah. We should get Trey to lobby against
yes,
that lobby.
Yes, Trey. Hello.
Yeah, come on, Trey. Get on this. Does Trey listen?
I don't know.
Oh, come on, Trey. This is an Easter egg for Trey.
Okay.
We'll hire him as our lobbyist.
I don't think we can afford him.
Well, you were a model for him for his
well,
photos.
I was in the background.
That's good enough for me.
We got free cocktails and free foods. That's how we got paid.
Listen, I'm negotiating here. You're not helping your
okay,
cause.
Okay. I just don't think we can afford him, but okay, we can try.
No, he'll do it. Gratis.
So I called my salesperson at the dealership. I'm like, hey, just so you know,
whose name is Guy.
Guy.
I called Guy.
And I'm like, just so you know, I got pulled over and that letter is inaccurate. I go, now I've got to come in and I've got to put a front plate on. He goes, we hate that. He goes, we're going to have to drill into the car. I hate that.
I hate it too.
And I'm not going to do it until I get pulled over again. So take me to jail. I don't care.
Well, okay. So this is how Tina was for 5 days. I got to get my plate because you're a rule follower. I got to get my plate. I should make an appointment. I'm like, no.
I know you haven't had one on this car. You've had your car for 3 years. You haven't had one.
And I've been pulled over and never said anything. Yeah, so
I'm not going to do it.
I think it's stick. He didn't have your speed either. That's why it wasn't on the ticket. He didn't have your speed.
No.
You can just say that. But by the way, if they say, do you know how fast you were going? It's kind of a trick question. First of all, you don't have to answer any questions. You can say, I want my lawyer.
No, I said, yeah, I know. I was going 55, I think. That's what I said. Do you know what the speed limit is? Right here in my car, it says 50.
Well, then you were going five miles over the speed limit.
You were going over 60.
Yeah, that's but you already incriminated
but
yourself.
But I said, no, I wasn't.
Just the minute you get pulled over, call Rob.
I should have said, show me your radar gun because I don't believe you.
Yeah.
That's what I should have said.
Yeah, these are all good ways to
punky.
Get. Exactly. Exactly. Punky. How old are you, kids?
Doogie Howser.
Doogie Howser. I will gladly bail you out if you call a cop Doogie Howser. That would be legendary. That's the stuff legends are made of. Absolutely.
Yes.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah, so I was just like, I cannot believe
you came
believe
home
this.
And you were mad. You were mad.
Because
were mad.
I felt like he did...
He targeted you.
Yes, yes. He was not honest.
Cute girl in a car. Look at that. I'm going to pull. Look at that hair. I'm going to pull her over. I'm going to shine my light in her face. Let me see if
I could be his grandmother, no doubt.
You should have said that too. Listen, Doogie Howser, I could be your grandmother. Now get out of my way.
Exactly. Yeah, so that was my exciting.
Hey, he's there for your protection.
I'm writing that down. Doogie Howser.
Show title, Doogie Howser. Yes. It's like 80% of the world, like Doogie who?
Yeah, exactly.
Doogie who?
And people who listen to the show probably will
they'll know.
Doogie
but remember, I did the thing with Patriot Academy. I was telling the kids about Prince and they were like, who?
Who?
Prince.
I know.
That's
because they were old.
I know, but it was kind of a stark realization. I'm like, so I don't have to tell you any Elvis stories either, do I?
Yeah.
Who? Elvis.
Oh. Hey, Elvis. I like your haircut. I like that.
Thank you.
You had one piece of hair. It was your one bang that hung down. Like
so
one long bang.
After she was, I went to Austin today to get my haircut. And after it was cut, that one hair was hanging down. I said, my bang is hanging down. She said, oh, that's interesting. So she actually went in with the razor and she said, there's another one too. And she completely annihilated it.
Yes, because it was. I'm like, can't you feel that on your forehead?
No, she says it grows the wrong direction. I said, get rid of it.
And so when we were at dinner on Monday night with Shane and Michelle, and I see that hair and I just keep focusing on it. And I'm like,
you should have told me what to pull it out of my head.
I
right
want
there.
To fix his hair because that one bang.
You should Wow. So why are you divorcing your husband? Listen, did you see that hair?
He's got a bang.
He's got a bang. He's got a bang. He's got a bang and it's bugging me. So
I would never divorce you for that.
What would you divorce me for?
Almost for the hoodie.
There's
another hoodie issue happened, and you know what it is.
I do.
And yes.
Yeah, and I feel very bad about
repent.
It. And yes, because I really did check it. See, this one I have.
No, you did not.
No, I
check.
Did, but I missed it. It must
How
have been.
How did you miss it?
Well, there's well, two.
Explain
there's,
what happened.
Okay, so Tina comes into the studio, and I already know just by your walk, I'm like, oh, I'm in trouble. Click, clock, click, clock, click, clippity clop, clippity clop.
I'm not clippity clop, the Hillary Clinton.
Clippity clop, clippity clop. Oh, 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 she's coming in. Ain't coming. I'm trying to do it. Could you please be more careful leaving tissues in your hoodies?
Yeah.
It's all over the dryer. And it was the second time.
No, it was the washing machine.
It wasn't, but it was the second time. And you're absolutely right. And I have been so careful because after the time before that, but see, in this particular hoodie, in the, what's the Three Nails hoodie, there's two pockets. There's the kangaroo pocket. And then there's another one. And I think it was stuck in there because every night I have to make sure there's no, is there no mints anywhere? Is there no, I got it. I mean, I have a whole checklist. It's like, I have more checklists.
Toothpicks, mints,
I have more checklists for my hamper than I have flying airplanes. It's like, it's like, check this, check that. Okay. I have to, do I have my chapstick? Give chapstick, tape chapstick back. Okay. Did I check the garage door? Did I check the garage door again? Are both garage doors closed? Is everything else closed? Okay. Can I lay my head down now? Is it okay for me to go to sleep? Now, the funny thing is, who were we out with? Was it with Shane and Michelle?
About? What are you talking
about? No, it was at the meetup about the hoodies issue, about the hamper. People were saying, this is the conversation we have all the time.
Oh, they do.
Come on, man. We had a meetup and there were a lot of Keeper fans there. A lot of Curry and the Keeper listeners. You've got to admit.
Yes. Or yes.
Particularly the young people. They're like, yes, we're learning a lot from you. We're learning.
But yes, so,
we're learning
the thing
a lot.
With the Kleenex. So no, I was washing all
horrible.
Black clothes.
Yes.
And in your black Three Nails hoodie, you had a tissue and it was
everywhere,
all over the clothes.
No, I know. It's
and I said to
horrible.
You, I said, can you please be more careful? And
no,
take the
no, no, you went.
I
clippity
said, darling.
Clop, clippity clop. Oh,
no,
oh,
I said, darling.
Darling. Whoa, I don't think so. Clippity clop.
No, that was the second time where I clippity clopped into your studio and I said, listen. You did it again, and you felt so bad.
I still feel bad.
You should.
I'm telling you this, but I understand. I completely understand.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm lucky that the things I'm responsible for that involve you, you are perfect.
I know.
Everything is
How'd
fabulous.
You get so lucky.
Jesus gave me this gift.
I know.
And for some, I don't know what you did wrong, but you got me. Jesus went, okay, this is your guy.
I mean, if it's third world problems, Kleenex in the washing machine, I'll take it over like alcohol abuse.
So if I can interject here.
Sure.
So we have this thing coming up called the Love Dare. Do you want to explain the Love Dare? And then I'll get to my question.
Yes.
Why is your mouth open like that?
Because that's part of my question of the week.
Oh.
So do you want to save that?
Well, the reason why I'm bringing it up is because the men have a text group too.
I know.
Oh, you do?
I'm well aware.
Oh, well then, how do you know that? I didn't tell you.
Because I was the one that suggested it to Melinda. I said, look.
look.
No, I didn't say look.
Well, explain Love Dare first.
Well, Love Dare is a 40-day challenge that we have to do little things every day that strengthen our marriage. And it's all based on scripture and little things
and
leading up to big things.
And
there's
the movie.
A movie. So our assignment, we had to watch Fireproof with Kirk Cameron. It's about 18 years old, the movie. And it shows this marriage that was kind of on the brink of divorce.
They were going for divorce.
And the father coached the son, Kirk Cameron, to do this 40-day Love Dare challenge.
Yes.
That's why the title of the newsletter was Challenge Accepted, and you'll all be able to benefit because we're going to talk about this.
Yes.
So for 40 days, we have to do something every day for our spouse.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I think for us, we do a lot of the things already, so it'll be pretty easy, but it'll bring it into focus instead of just being, you know, instead of just being something that we just do every day without thinking. Like, which hit me tonight was when I say, "Good morning, Holy Spirit," I really want to, we say that every morning to each other, I really want to stop and focus on that instead of just it coming out of my mouth, just like things that come out of my mouth, like, I love you too. Like, I want to be sincere and thoughtful about it. So the things on the love dare.
Well, that's interesting because I am very sincere when I say that. And when I come to greet you in the morning and I hold on to your head with my hands and I kiss you. And
I know,
say,
you're better than me. I know, I know.
Not entirely. See hoodie.
Okay. So, but no, I felt like sometimes you just go through the motion and I want, and it hit me tonight during WWJD that I want to be more sincere. So my point is these 40 days, there are things that we already do, but I want to be more sincere about it.
So you're not sincere?
Yes, I am. But I think you just go through the motions of like,
oh, I don't.
Okay. You're perfect.
As far from it. But when it comes to that, yeah. Yeah, I'm very intentional.
I mean,
with that.
I am too, but I for the most part, I am too, but I want to be much more intentional is my point.
Okay, all right.
So anyway, the 40-day love dare, we're doing it with, there's a total of 7 couples. And so we have the launch next Wednesday, which will be here at our house. And then we have a midway point. And then we'll
Is this something that's been around forever and Melinda just decided to do it? Or is it something that she came up with based upon the movie or has this been out there? I've never heard of it before.
It has been out there. Yes, it has. I don't know if that she's, I'm assuming I've never asked her. I think she's done it. There's another one called Love and Respect afterwards and that's 10 weeks. So
there's another one. There's a sequel to this.
It's not a sequel, but it's a much more intense.
So who are the couples again? So it's us.
Us. Andre and David, Melinda and Alan,
yes,
Mindy and
Brent,
Leslie and Stuart,
Nicole
and her husband, and I don't know her husband. I don't know.
Do I know Nicole and her husband?
I don't think so. I met her briefly at church. Is that who am I missing? Oh, Jules and Trey.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, this is a good group.
Yes, it's going to be a really good group. Yeah. So it'll be fun.
I have noticed, by the way, I know we both read the couple's devotional. Uh-huh. Every single day I look at it and like, yeah, we do that.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
I want to be much more
intentional about it is what I'm saying. So,
okay.
So, but yes, my question of the week ties into the love dare. So,
okay.
So Melinda, I'll go into it in my question of the week.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Oh, it's a tease. It's a tease.
And there's going to be games that we have.
Games
to do.
And prizes like a piñata?
Yes.
Oh, please.
Not a piñata, but yes.
There's going to be prizes.
There's games. Prizes? We got to work together as a team.
Like
so
three,
you better listen to me.
Like
so
three-legged race. Like, do we have to? Does it involve eggs passing them off between people or oranges?
I'm not saying a word.
So hold on. You know all the stuff that's coming up.
I had lunch with the girls today.
As usual, the men are like, "Oh, okay,
yeah,
yeah." Well, we have our text group now, so now I'm going to have to Hey, this is a setup, guys.
No.
Be careful.
It's gonna be fun.
Careful.
It's gonna be fun.
Careful. I like that we're doing this.
I do too.
I think it's really, you know, and I don't know all the couples, but the ones that I know, they seem like they have very good marriages.
Yes.
And so it'll be just strengthening and even better. If someone cracks, it'll be a surprise.
Yeah.
If a couple goes, oh no.
No, we're all invested. We all want our marriages to be stronger.
Yes.
So, yeah, I love it. And I love these are fairly new friends that I thoroughly enjoy. So I'm going to.
And I think most of them are younger than us, except for David and Andrea. No one's older than David and Andrea.
You're so rude. I think everybody else is in their 50s. I think Jules is in her 40s.
Since when did 50s and 40s become younger?
Listen, I feel 40. I'm still working out with my trainer.
You are cut, girl.
Well, hardly, but
yes,
thank you.
Yes, you are. You
grabbed my arm today and you're like, whoa.
Yeah, I better be good.
Yeah.
You know, beat
right.
me up.
That's right.
Yeah, that's right. All right. All right.
So you want to talk about... Should I talk about how
I'm looking at you? I'm like, no, the answer, whatever is coming out of your mouth next is no.
One night I was sleeping and I went over to touch Adam.
Oh, This is good. Wait, let me tell my perspective first. So okay. When I sleep, like I go to sleep within 1 minute and 27
exactly.
seconds.
Exactly. I'm so out. Jealous.
I mean, literally, I spoon you and then I turn to the other side and I clasp my hands and I pray. And I usually get through the Lord's Prayer and I start off with some other things and then I'm out.
And then you're out.
And then in the middle of the night, Adam, what? Adam, what? Nothing. What's the matter? No, nothing. Go to sleep. But why is that? And I'm so tired. And I, no, it's okay. It's nothing. Okay. And I go back to sleep. So three times I said, what? And I'm upright. I'm like, what? No. Oh no. It's okay. Go to sleep. And it was convincing enough because, you know, you've talked in your sleep sometimes and you have conversations and you're having a real calm conversation. I'm like, what? So I'm like, okay, well, I don't know what happened here, but the dog's not barking. Everything seems to be okay. She said it's fine. I went back to sleep.
You were back to sleep instantly.
Yes.
So, and I was hoping, I'm like, gosh, I hope he doesn't remember that in the morning.
I sure did.
So I don't know. I woke up and I went to cuddle up next to you and I touched your arm and your arm was ice cold.
She's like
ice cold.
Where are the Bitcoin keys?
So then I'm like, his arm is so cold. And I stick my hand at like on your chest. I'm like trying to feel you breathing. I can't feel you breathing. And I'm like, Adam, I thought you were dead.
That would be horrible if I was dead next to you.
Yeah,
that
was kidding me.
Yeah, a lot of forms to fill out, a lot of annoying things, people over the house in the middle of the night.
Where are the Bitcoin keys?
The dog's barking. What's his password? You got to grab my thumb real quick, put it on my phone to open up the phone. Yeah, no, it's horrible.
But
I breathe very slowly.
You do. But your arm was like.
What was outside the bed? It was outside the covers.
It was freezing. And I have to tell you this. When my dad passed away and he was laying in that casket, because, you know, of course he had to have a wake.
Open casket.
He wanted to be the center of attention. I'm not kidding you.
I could see Tony doing that.
And then we had his music playing
of course.
In the funeral home. We played all Tony Allen classics. While he was, and I'm sure he was looking down like, yeah,
this is my jam.
I've never touched a dead person before, and I touched my dad's arm, and it was like a piece of ice.
Yeah.
And so when I touched your arm, it was
a
piece of ice.
Oh,
and that's why I put my hand on your chest, and I couldn't feel you breathing, and that's why I said, I thought you were dead. It scared me.
Oh,
I want to die first. I don't want you to die first.
Babe,
I want to go first.
Babe. No, I'm sticking around.
So yeah. You know, but, you see how much I love you?
No, it's all about the Bitcoin keys and the passwords.
No,
like
it's
you've
not.
Got everything. You know where everything is. I keep telling you.
I would.
And who do you call? And who do you call?
I would call Annette first.
And who do you call after that?
Jimmy.
Two people.
Ghostbusters.
Yeah.
Two people.
You know, for any problem you call.
Rob Cardi.
Rob the constitutional
yes,
lawyer.
Yes, Rob Cardi.
Rob Cardi. And you can probably call Gene.
I can call Gene.
Yeah, I would call Gene. Sir Gene.
Okay.
Yeah.
I hope I never have to do that.
Because Gene would come out and help with everything. I trust these guys. These are my guys.
Gene and Rob. Does Gene know how to get into the Bitcoin?
Well, you know where it is.
I know, but I have no idea how to get it.
Gene will be able to help you with everything.
Okay.
And Gene will help you. And he'll calm Phoebe down. He'll bring his snakes
out.
No,
the first person I would call is Annette, for sure. That would be the first person I would call. Yeah, because she's closest.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Hey. There's no going to be no need. There's no need.
Okay, good. I want to go first. Please take me first, Jesus.
I want you around for a long time too, babe. No, there'll be no dying for the next 30, 40 years.
Thank goodness.
We're good to go.
Thank goodness.
Yes.
What about you? What do you want to talk about?
Well,
you don't even have a list. I don't know what you're looking down at.
I'm looking at space here. And because I was like, I'm going to spring this whole text message group on you. That was going to be my big thing. That was my big surprise. But now I got basically nothing.
Well, we can talk about
because we've been together, except for the last 2 days. We've been like ships passing in the night, man.
I know.
And I don't feel good about it.
I don't like that either.
No, it's like I'm off and then you're off. And by the way, you are on the road all the time. You're in and out.
I'm going.
You're
lunching, working out.
You're going to church. We did meet each other at church the other day by coincidence.
I know.
I've done the podcast. We get to do this, available on the Godcaster app, with Pastor Jimmy. And I walk out and they're like, hey, Adam, Tina was just here. So, oh, is she still here? She's like, no, she's in the bathroom. I'm like, oh, I'm going to wait for this cute woman.
I know. Yeah. You know what? I loved that we were both at the church. I told you that. I love that because I was doing the women's ministry meeting and you were recording with Pastor Jimmy. And I just, like, I love that. Like, it's our second home, you know?
Every single time I walk in, it's like, yeah.
I know.
This is,
it has, so blessed.
The sanctuary is the sanctuary, but the rest is clubhouse. You know, it's like, oh, we're here at the clubhouse.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Girls are allowed in this clubhouse. Girls. It's cool. No,
and we were there last week when the Embassy Church Network was there. Mm-hmm. And this is, it's way involved, but we had this, there's one pastor that came in from Florida, Jack Hilligoss.
Pastor Jack.
From High Point Church.
High Point Church.
High Point Church. Yep. Pretty big church, probably 2,000 people.
No, they have 3,500. Oh, 3,500. Almost. Yeah, 3,500.
They built this huge sanctuary and they told me they had outgrown it already.
They're doing three services to.
Anyway, so we were sitting there and Jack was actually asking me about. My faith. And yeah. I'm not used to people asking me questions because mm-hmm. usually they want to just talk to you. And I'm just there for moral support, holding your arms up like Moses.
Aaron.
No, they held Moses' arms up.
Aaron held his arms up.
Yeah. Just call me Aaron.
Yeah. You call me Moses. Some people call me Moses. Was it Maurice? I'm sorry.
Anyway, so he was at, and it was, I had a revelation. So he was asking me like, he said, well, did you grow up in the church? And I said, well, I grew up Catholic and I was forced to go to church. My parents didn't.
They stayed in bed.
Yeah. They stayed in bed. They said I would be grounded because they wanted us to make communion, make me my communion. So you had to go attend church.
Is it make communion or take communion? Make communion.
You have to make your communion and your confirmation. And once you do that, you can take communion.
Oh, you get like points?
I don't even know.
Yeah.
And so then I was telling them that I went to a Lutheran church and like nothing really stuck. And then I said in 2015, I started going to this church in
Austin
Stone. And the music, the worship music really affected me. Like I would just cry. And then I was saying how that's how I was being ministered to is through worship music. Mm-hmm. And then I fast forward and said, yes, I'm the president of this really small nonprofit called Harvest Project Texas. And we're bringing worship music to Fredericksburg to teach the gospel. Mm-hmm. And it hit me like, oh my gosh, music has always been a part of my life. God is using this part of me. This spiritual gift that he gave me.
I saw you realize it on the spot.
It was amazing. Yeah, like, it was amazing. I could not believe, I was like, oh my gosh, that's why he led me there because it started with being ministered through music.
Did you also notice Pastor Jack smiling when you had this revelation? Because I was right in between you and I'm like, oh, he saw it too. It was a beautiful thing.
I was caught up in my own head like, whoa.
No, it was a beautiful thing to see.
I see what you did there, God. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was really cool. Mm-hmm. That was really, really cool.
Just remind me, when can we start running promos on Hello Fred so we can get people going to the website and supporting you guys?
Probably not for a couple more weeks.
Okay, you let me know.
I will.
You let the head of promotions know.
I will.
Hello Fred Promotions Department.
Yes, okay. So that was really cool. So I wanted to share that.
That's great. I saw it. It was a beautiful moment.
It was really, really cool. Big thing, we went to the No Agenda Meetup last Saturday, which was about 50 or 60 people, right?
I think it was more.
Was it?
I think it was closer to 70.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you do a count?
I know that everybody who came for other reasons just happened to be there. They're like, even the bartender, I forget his name now. He said, we've never had this many people here.
I love that then. I love.
No, it's great for them. And unfortunately J6 or Jenny wasn't there. She was on a retreat or something, I believe in Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
It was by far the biggest we've had in Fredericksburg. a lot of younger people, people with babies, like babies.
Yes.
The trap and babies were there. The trap babies were there. Oh, the trap babies.
I know. So, oh gosh, that baby girl is so cute. What's her name? Lucy? Lucy and Ophelia.
Ophelia, yeah.
One, the older one is Ophelia.
Yeah. And Lucy just holding onto my finger with his little hands like this. And then
I made her cry, looked at her, and she went, whoa. I'm like, sorry. See,
in this case, she was smiling at me. That usually is the other way around. Kids look at me and go like, look at that hair.
But there were so many lovely people. There was a guy there that picked up his dad. I want to say he drove from Oregon and picked up his dad in Colorado.
Durango. Yeah. No, I think they drove from Durango, Colorado.
Yes. And and he's listened to you since show number 4. Marco. That was Marco.
Yes.
But and Sir Patrick Coble showed up.
All of a sudden, and pops up.
And he's just such a lovely man. But the one guy that touched, that I actually cried, was that young man, Caleb. Caleb was the Gen Z guy.
Gen Z with his wife.
Young.
20, 23, I think.
And he was talking to you about several things. And he said, I've been praying for you since I was 14.
Because I wanted to see you and John in heaven.
Yes. I know. It still makes me cry.
Isn't that beautiful?
I wanted you and John to be in heaven with me. And I'm like, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
So many lovely, lovely people.
It was a good one. I think I spoke to everybody. I think I see tears in your eyes.
I know. It just touched my heart. I don't know why. It just
mine
touched my
too.
Heart.
Mine yeah. too. And of course, the old staples were there. Rob, the constitutional lawyer,
yes,
came
awesome.
Up with his buddy in this 57 T-Bird, which was a knockout car. Sir Brian with an eye. Who else?
Dirty Jersey Whore,
Baron Scott.
Yes, and Baron Scott and his crazy dogs. Heel, and the dogs are like, get out of here.
He's like, I'll teach you guys how to train Phoebe. And his dogs are like running roughshod everywhere. Like, heel, Bonnie and Clyde.
No, Natasha and Boris. It was Natasha and Boris.
Oh, that was Bonnie and Clyde. No, Natasha and Boris. Good names too, by the way.
But they were like wild. And he was like, I'll train your dog. I'm like, I don't know. That's like going to work. Working out with a fat trainer. I don't think so.
I love Scott.
But what was great was, so Sir Patrick Coble lives in Tennessee. Mm-hmm. I don't think he's in Nashville. I'm not sure exactly.
No, he's in Murfreesboro. Murfreesboro.
And so he just, I mean, he has shown up at meetups.
Around the world.
London,
Tokyo, Vegas.
Was he in Des Moines when we were in Des Moines? I can't remember. But he has
been
shown
to
up
Amsterdam.
A lot.
He goes all over the world to the meetups. Yeah.
And so he was spending the night. He's like, yeah, I just came in today, drove in. I'm going to fly home tomorrow. And you go, are you going to come to church? And he's like, heck yeah, I'm coming to church.
Yeah, I said, we go to early service at 9 o'clock, 7 o'clock, 6 o'clock, doesn't matter. I'll be there.
I know.
And he came in and he was worshiping. We were standing next to each other.
Know.
It was so awesome.
I love that.
Because through our show and Living Up in a Down World, it brought him back to God.
I know.
It brought him back, and he is all in, man. I mean, he texts me every Sunday. He texts me with a song.
Aww.
He's like, and it's sometimes it's something I haven't heard of before, and I'll add it to Hello Fred. But every Sunday, it's like clockwork. Sir Patrick Coble texts me a song.
Aww.
And I always take time to listen to it while I'm prepping. Like, oh, let me hear what song he sent me.
Yeah.
And so
that's cool.
And I'm so happy because, you know, he was driving around going different places and he decided to get barbecue.
After church, I said, you should try and go to the Beloved Gallery.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And I said, in the Blue Bonnet Cafe. And so he was texting me while you were doing the show. And he said, how about if I do this? How about if I bring a barbecue dinner over tonight and some pie?
Lovely guy.
He said, and I would love for Jimmy and Annette, Pastor Jimmy and Annette to come too.
Yeah.
And so Sundays are as tiring for Pastor Jimmy as that is for you.
Oh, yeah. No, we're all doing shows.
They were like, yes. And I know that Patrick just really appreciated that. So he comes to the door, rings the doorbell, and there's Phoebe laying on the carpet. And I'm like, Phoebe, come on, your place. She just looks at me. I'm like, come on, get down your place. Because I didn't want her to charge it. I didn't know how. So I grab her by the collar. She snarls at me. Yeah, she shows me her teeth. I'm like, really? I put my hand on her snout. I go ahead, bite me. I dare you. Bite me.
And she was so timid the rest of the day.
Oh, and like, I grabbed her snout. I'm like, you do not do that to me. Don't you dare. And then I grabbed the leash and got her on her place. And she was so meek. Her eyes were like half closed. Like, I'm sorry, mom.
She learned an important lesson.
I'm like, you are not the alpha dog, girl. That's right. I'll put you right in your place.
Amen to that. You sure did. And she was perfect the whole night. She actually went to Jimmy like, Jimmy, she's so mean. Pet me, please, Pastor Jimmy. Pet me all night long, please. Oh. It was great. And Patrick told his stories and his testimony. And it was just fantastic.
It was such a lovely evening.
For a Sunday night. And I really appreciated Pastor Jimmy and Annette coming because they don't live next door. I mean, they're 25 minutes away.
Yeah.
And, you know, and they already drove that twice, you know, to church and back.
Yes, yeah.
And so they came out and it was really nice. Then, of course, Pastor Jimmy's like, what is this?
Oh.
New steak knives.
I know.
The only guy who would notice that.
Exactly. He's like, whoa.
Whoa. You got real steak knives. Yeah. We were tired of the serrated things that were ripping the beef to shreds. Yeah.
So
exactly.
that was a lovely
it
evening.
It was good,
but
man.
But yeah, speaking of Phoebe, she's got a new fighting weight.
She does 88.8, ladies and gentlemen. Yes.
Triple eights.
Wow.
So you started adding nuggets to her dog food. I'm like,
some croutons. Just some croutons.
I'm like, she's going to put all her weight back on.
You are so traumatized by weight in general. No, she's not going to put her weight on from 8 croutons, 8 little snackaroos. I mean, we were both like, she kind of lost a lot. Let's make sure. So I talked to Farmer's Dog and they're like, well, check. This coming week, I should weigh her again.
Well, we need food. We're almost out of food.
No, they'll send it. They always send it on time. They're good. I love the Farmer's Dog.
I do too.
Although we had to heat it up this morning in the microwave. I'm looking at this dog. I'm like, dog, do you see what we're doing for you? We're heating up your food in the microwave.
It's still frozen.
She doesn't care. Believe me. She's like, wow, it's just frozen. She doesn't notice for a second.
Yeah.
But do you notice that I tried to mix it up because she has turkey, chicken and grains and beef. And I try to like give her a different variety every day.
She'll eat rocks. The dog does not care.
No, she does eat rocks.
Yes.
The other day.
And clumps of grass, and clumps of mud.
The other day we were walking back and some animal, which it wasn't a cat. It was bigger than a cat. I don't know what it was, but you know, and the turkey buzzards were out there and she gets real mad. Anyway, this thing had been dead for a while and I thought it had gone. And then she's rooting around the grass on the morning walk. She has like a stick in her mouth. I'm like, give me that stick. I'm like, oh, it's a thigh bone from whatever that thing was. Oh, you know.
She let you take it out of her mouth?
Right away.
Okay.
Yeah. I was like, this is not for you.
I know. I have no problem prying her jaw open and putting my hand down her throat and grabbing it out of her mouth.
I've had to. The other day, she's like, sandwich. Like, no, you're not eating this sandwich. Whatever that, drop it.
Did she drop it?
Well.
She probably ate it so fast. Like,
chop, chop, chop. And then she can't. And she'll drop it. And then I got, oh, whoops, you dropped it. And I kick it off like, oh, there it goes. Too bad. And then as we walk back, she like, go. I said, no.
She wanted the sandwich.
No, we're not going towards the sandwich. No.
Yeah. But no, I had to put her in her place.
Yeah. Yeah. Good. Good for you. She's a good girl.
She is a good girl.
All things considered, this is everyone who comes, she's like, this is a very chill dog.
Yeah.
Once she hasn't attacked you and eaten you up, she's a great dog.
Yeah. With 14 people coming into our house.
She'll be fine.
We're going to have to keep her in her place.
Yeah. We'll put
her
in her place. Yeah. She'll be fine there. Yeah. She'll be fine. Just have, the thing is, it's the people that are the problem. Ignore the dog. Don't say anything.
They
go right up to her. Like, no.
That's what I was saying to Patrick because he has a German Shepherd. And I said,
he knows.
I said, I tell people all the time, do not pet her on top of her head. Do just ignore her. I said, do they listen? They don't listen.
Nope.
They don't listen.
Because she's so cute. That's the problem.
Well,
they look at her like, oh, she's so pretty.
Wow.
Yeah. Well,
she is.
Anyway.
So Rob, the
constitutional lawyer, is on our side. He says, just don't let her bite anybody and you'll be fine. Yeah. Okay. Thanks.
If she would have bitten me, she would be gone.
Yeah, well, she will not bite you.
Yes, she better not.
No, ever. She won't.
Jack her jaw.
Jack her jaw. That's another show title. Jack her jaw. Okay. You hear that? She's not even in the studio anymore. She's so
I know.
Afraid.
She doesn't even come in here. She doesn't even sleep in her bed except at night. She sleeps in the laundry room now. Maybe we should just put her in the laundry room.
No, this is good. She likes her studio. She likes it. It's good. I like her here because if someone is prowling around the house, she'll hear it here.
Yeah. So I'm looking into planning my next hiking adventure.
Yes.
Like another planned trip.
How long
trip.
Will you be gone on this one?
It'll be a week. Yeah. I'm going to Banff. I want to go to Banff, Canada.
Do we have producers in Banff?
I don't know, but it's. I want to go. I'm recruiting people.
The Blonde Squad plus Trisha?
Well, I opened it up to them. I haven't. Shana's on that text thread, but she doesn't really respond. But I promoted it to them, but I also asked Tiffany if she wants. Oh, no, Tiffany brought it up to me. And then I asked Brandy if she wanted to go. And I asked.
Will Brandy go?
She expressed an interest, but I don't know. I asked Annette, but Annette is not. She's not much of a hiker. She likes the beach.
No, you got to be.
But I'm like, she could do it. If
Annette
she
is like me. We're looking forward to our vacation in wherever it is on the beach.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to that.
And I forget who else I asked to go. Another person. Oh, Ashley Slater. I asked her.
Oh,
yes. Because she had asked me about going hiking, and Ashley's a climber. She could totally do it. Totally.
I like that.
Yeah. She's rocking all the time, too.
Well, so. Phoebe and I will be here watching Formula One.
But not till September.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. It's a ways away.
And then this weekend, I'm so excited because we have friends from Dallas coming in, Vic and Chris.
Vic and Chris.
We have not seen them.
It's for a year.
13 months since we've seen
them.
Wow.
That's actually.
I know. And I didn't really get to visit with her or him.
Well, because it was his birthday.
It was your birthday. It was your birthday.
Was that the last time they were here?
They were in Fredericksburg. Yeah.
How come they're coming again? I thought we were supposed to switch it off.
I said that
too,
but she watches her little granddaughter, and so she just said it would be easier for them to come down. So.
Oh, okay. So then they can actually hand it off, and like we're not doing the grandbaby.
Well, I guess.
I
need to get the details.
Yes.
We'll get to get caught up.
Yes.
So yeah, so they're arriving Friday, and then they'll be here till Sunday. So I'm really excited.
That's going to be fun.
Yeah. So I'm going to make a frittata.
A frittata. What is a frittata?
It's an egg dish.
Is it just like egg?
Egg casserole.
Egg and stuff.
Egg casserole.
The frittata's for what? For breakfast?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm going to make something for breakfast.
We're having the... There she is.
Yeah, we're having the pecana on Friday night, and then I'll make breakfast on Saturday, and then we're going out Saturday night.
Yes.
It'll be fun.
It's going to be good.
Yeah. Yes. Okay. That's all I got.
Well,
I got my God shot. You ready for
the God shot? Well, no.
Don't we do
cork soakers first? No, we do God shot first.
Hello.
It's been so long, I don't remember what we're doing.
Time for Tina's God shot.
Hey now, the God shot is here, everybody. Also known as Tina's Jesus moment.
Oh, that's new.
I'm just making it up.
Okay. So I had this conversation with my daughter. Well, text conversation.
Mm-hmm.
My youngest daughter. And she had expressed an interest of coming in for Christmas.
Yes.
Well, we know that Christina and Kevin are coming in for Christmas.
Yes.
So I said,
praise God.
So I said, well, if you come in, I'm going to have to put you in downstairs bedroom on an air mattress. And she's like, oh, well, and I said, and if you don't want to come, I said, I understand, you know, I get it. So then she sends me a text message and she said, I'm going to California for Christmas with her girlfriend, Meg.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, oh.
Interesting.
And so I, do you need to check on this dog that's barking?
No.
He's interrupting my God shot.
Be quiet.
Okay. Keep going.
And so my first thought was like, huh.
Oh, you felt. Slighted?
I felt dissed for sure.
Yeah,
and then I really wanted to think about it, and I really wanted to be transparent with her about.
You didn't tell me any of
this. No, I didn't. And I want to.
Just because you are keeping it for the God shot?
I'm not sure why I was keeping it. Let me see. So I said to her, I said, I'm going to be honest with you. Oh, let me preface it with this first. This is the scripture that I thought about because I remember Pastor Jimmy always telling me, you know, that it's about love and that you're honest with people because you love them.
You say it in love, because of love, and with love.
Right. And I wanted to tell her how I felt about that, what my feeling was, straight from love. And so this scripture, this is a fan favorite, 1 Corinthians 13, verses 4 through 7. Love is patient and kind. Love is not jealous or boastful or proud or rude. It does not demand its own way. It is not irritable, and it keeps no record of being wronged. It does not rejoice about injustice, but rejoices whenever the truth wins out. Love never gives up, never loses faith, is always hopeful, and endures through every circumstance. And so the Holy Spirit directed me when I responded to her. So what I said to her, I said, I'm going to be honest with you. On one end, I feel like you're choosing Meg's family over your own. Then on the other hand, I understand because I've been there before. I chose your dad's family over mine when we were first together. So even though I'd rather you be with me, I understand. And I know it doesn't take away from our relationship. I love you.
Aww.
And I felt really good about that because it was from love, which is what God wants us to do. And I felt really good being completely transparent with her, that I had that twinge of like, oh.
How did she respond?
And she said to me, I'm sorry you feel that way. That's really not the reality of the situation. She said, I would rather be there where we wouldn't have to sleep, you know. And
I understand that. Yeah.
She goes, she said, if anything, Dad should feel left out because I have no plans to go to Chicago, but I'm sorry, Mom. She said, I love you very much. We can nail down a date in the spring. Aww. And it was, I just felt,
oh, that's good.
I felt good that I had that. I really wanted to tell her how I feel. And that's because I trust her and I love her and I wanted to be honest with her.
Oh, good for you.
And it stems from what God wants us to do and wants how, you know, to just.
Isn't it amazing how when you follow that, you follow God's word, how it just seems to work out so much better than the alternative.
And it made it so easy for me, you know, because the Holy Spirit was directing me and it made it easy for me to be honest with her and say, this is how I was feeling, but I also understand, you know, and I, it doesn't change our relationship and I love you very much.
Yeah, so, that's good.
Anyway, that's so my good. Gotcha.
Oh
yeah.
Now, that's the question of the week. I'm sorry. I was confused. No,
thank people.
You have so many different segments on this show.
I do.
Now it's time to hear from the Coke Suckers.
That's right.
We got to hear from those cocksuckers now.
Wait, what did you say?
Wait, what did you say?
Now it's time to hear from the cocksuckers.
So 3,500 people listened, 4 people donated. Value for value, people. See, this is what you're like, you know, nothing in the P.O. box.
And that's not what it's about. I'm just
but it's always nice.
But Brian also, Sir Brian donated $10, but he sent it through Apple Pay. And I go, Apple Wallet. I go, I don't use the Apple Wallet.
So I said, it's gone unclaimed?
Yes. So I said, I'll read your donation.
We'll go ahead and read his donation
first. Okay, so it's $10 and it says,
thank you, Sir Brian.
Hang on. You do the show a day early and someone messages me about it. Next episode, you do it again. And I got a call from the Netherlands from somebody, from someone who was practically in tears that I wasn't included.
I'm sure.
You all can always text me and let me know. You're out some sats in the evening, y'all. Oh. And I said, you know, I said, I'll read the boost, but I'm not going to accept your $10 because I'm not setting up an Apple
in
Wallet.
In the evening.
We'll give him it in the evening. Thank you, Sir Brian.
Thank you, Brian.
We got, Steve Weiss through the Fountain subscription, which we really appreciate, $25. Daniel Williams, $25. Daniel, always there. Then we go to 6969 Sats.
Oh, who's that?
Numerous comicster blogger.
Oh, okay.
And he says, howdy, lovebirds, Tina and Adam. Tina, what is your favorite genre of music?
Oh, now?
Yes.
Definitely worship music.
Worship or Christian contemporary?
Is there a difference?
Like Brandon Lake is more
Christian contemporary. Yeah, Christian contemporary.
Yeah, okay. I'm a hobby music creator myself, and I release new music videos in very divergent genres every month. My favorite song I created recently is Don't You Know I'll Hodl, a Bitcoin anthem in Euro dance genre. I'm not going to play it. Find my website. Music.csb.lol. Music.csb.lol. He has the weirdest domain names. And then he says, yo, CSB from www.trading.toys, which is a website he's made with all kinds of Bitcoin charts.
Oh.
He's a Bitcoiner.
Yeah.
He's a Bitcoiner,
awesome.
Which is nice.
Awesome.
And then Tommy Breakfluid comes in with 500 sats, says, to clear up any confusion with my name, no, my actual name is not Tommy Breakfluid. Really? I'm surprised.
Oh.
Because that's a cool name.
Yeah.
That's a cool band name, actually. Hey, yeah. Everybody. Hey, Cleveland. Tommy Breakfluid here.
Breakfluid.
It is the name of my YouTube channel and Instagram. Sorry for any confusion I've caused. And I love the show.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
To CurryandTheKeeper.com. You can learn all about us, about the show, listen to the back episodes. There's an About page. Sign up for the newsletter.
Yes.
Tina diligently writes a newsletter every single time we do a show. And they're cool.
Oh,
they're
thank you, baby.
They're fun to read.
Thank you, baby.
And always a fun picture.
Yeah.
Always nice. All right, here we go. Now I got it.
Now it's time for the question of the week.
Well, this time I may be prepared. Praise Jesus.
The question of the week.
Here we go, everybody. It's the question of the week. Tina has her question. I have no idea what it is, except for I kind of do.
Yes,
all right,
you do.
Go.
So Melinda sent this out to the group and asked us, and I said,
this is the group of women.
Women, yes, the wives.
For the love
there. And I said, I think you need to send it to everybody. I think you see, need the men need to be asked the same question.
Okay.
So you know my answer because I told you already, but the
well,
question
that's not
was,
exactly how it went, but okay.
Well, how did it go?
So here's the question.
Like, that's not exactly how it went.
Correct. So that's exactly how I said it. You did my voice uncannily.
Know,
you can
I
do
know.
No agenda
I
now.
Could.
It's easy.
In the morning.
I'm going to cut that. That's a good one. ISO. So you say, what do you think I said? And I'm like, I don't like this test. I don't like this quiz. So go ahead.
So this is the question that she asked the women. She said, what is the first loving thought or attribute that comes to mind when you think of your husband?
Mm.
And the first thing I thought of was generous. And you're not just generous financially, but generous in your time, your spirit, your affection, your willingness to help, your willingness to be there. I mean, you are the most generous person.
Really?
I know. Yes.
No. Well, mm-hmm. It comes naturally.
Can I get a new ring? No.
Upgrade. She says today, a stone fell out of my ring. I think I need an upgrade.
I said, this is janky jack stuff.
I need an upgrade.
It's time for an upgrade. You go, have fun window shopping. I looked at you and go, I'm serious.
So here's the text message I received.
Okay.
From Alan.
Okay.
Okay, guys. Melinda made me send this and she says to suck it up, buttercups. She sent this to the ladies last night and they all rocked it. So we better step up. Here's the question. What is the first loving thought or attribute that comes to mind when you think of your queen? 3, 2, 1, go. What do you think I said?
I have no idea. I was thinking.
Compassionate love.
Oh.
It's the first thing that came to mind.
Aww.
It was the first thing. Because you are.
I am a compassionate person. I guess I am.
You are so. I don't like the word empathy. And because I just. Empathy.
No, because, yeah.
That's different.
Yeah.
That's not really. But you are compassionate. You'll be watching something on Instagram. You go, oh, I mean, it doesn't matter who it is, where it is. You immediately are compassionate. You're filled with love for whoever or whatever their problem is or whatever their joy is. It goes either way. And that's the first thing. So shall I just read some of the others? I won't tell you who they are.
Sure.
One had compassion, full of the spirit, sincere empathy, positive and joyful. I think I win.
I don't think it was a contest, but
is,
okay.
It is. I win. Compassionate love. Nailed it.
Aww.
Yeah.
That's really sweet, honey.
Well, it's true. It's the first thing that came to mind. 3, 2, 1, go. And when someone says 3, 2, 1, go, I'm like,
I know the first
love.
Word I thought of for you is generous by like a long shot. So, yeah.
Especially with tech help.
No, just everything. All in general. You're like, can I help? Can I help? Like, you can help.
I always want to help
you.
Instead of can I, because usually I want to fix this. I've learned I've learned over the years.
I know. And I remember that from the first time we were dating and you looked at my computer and you said, do you mind? Can I help? And I was like, wow. Wow. My heart just skipped a beat.
And now it's like, I need a new Mac. This thing's no, it is like an 18th hand-me-down from 15 years ago. But you barely ever use it. And when you find out that the iPad sucks. Yeah, no kidding.
The iPad is not good for document storage because I have no idea where things are on this
thing. This is Apple's way of making it easier for you.
I looked at Annette's Mac and I like it. It's good. It's nice.
No kidding.
Yeah, it's a good one.
Yeah, that's a good one.
I need a new computer. I mean,
you are now the president of Harvest Project 6.
I need a new diamond.
All right. How about we meet back here in 2 weeks and we talk about it?
Okay.
I love you.
I love you too, baby.
We'll see you next time.
Yeah.
Next time. Next 2 weeks, everybody. Go to CurrentTheKeeper.com.
Vineyard Nation. In the evening,
the Curry and the Keeper.